Yes, we're here for joy and to connect and to live life and for all of those things and to recreate and to find our purpose.
Yes.
But we're also here to solve problems every single day. Like it's how we grow and it's who we are. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Happy
4th of July.
That was me choking. And you just went with it. I was like, joking. Happy 4th of July, everyone.
Happy 4th of July.
Guess what? They're like, that was a week ago.
Yeah, get with the times.
Get with the times. And it's high times for us. Just kidding.
Yeah, we just kicked off this 4th on a new high.
Smoked up right now.
Woo-hoo.
We totally aren't. It is early in the morning. Just got back from Soul Cycle. People were raging in there.
Did they play special holiday mix? Like American songs?
No.
Really?
But they definitely played like thumping in the club songs.
Oh.
So yeah, I didn't say humping. Excited. I said thumping.
Yeah.
Yeah. But either way, however you want to celebrate is up to you.
Yeah. It's the freedom of the country.
It is. Yeah.
To hump or thump.
To hump or thump who you like. All right. So today is our 4th and Evan's made a very exciting appointment for herself.
Yes. A manicure, which is the most non-way to celebrate the 4th of July ever.
So we were talking about how, because I've done 4th of July manicures. And what does that mean? Let me elaborate. That is when you go in with the intention of fully celebrating on your fingernails.
Yes.
But we do this at Christmas. We do this for New Year's.
Yeah.
And there is a cycle. Here's the thing. You have to do it either 1 week out or 10 days out because your mani will still look good if you do gel on that day. But what happens is if you do it on the day and you start celebrating today with your fingernails, you'll be happy for today, but you're going to wake up tomorrow. And for the next 2 weeks, you're going to be like, I am over this. You'll have fireworks on there. Like I did it 1 year with fireworks and every day I woke up, it just reminded me of how hungover I felt.
Yeah.
And how stupid the fireworks were. I'm just kidding. They're
great.
And this, I like that.
Me too. But 10 days of that?
No. You got to wash your hair the next day because you're like, I smell like propane and I have fireworks on my fingernails.
Last night, Adam and I went to the park and he was like, we went to Will Rogers.
Okay, yeah.
Will Rogers.
Will Rogers Park. It was great. Will Rogers Park.
And he was like, oh, we're going to grill. I have everything planned. I know how to do this. Mm. Mm-hmm. Seeing him work that charcoal grill.
Has he ever done that before?
He was like, I grew up on gas. Okay.
Okay, because it's a thing. Like charcoal's a thing.
Charcoal's a process.
I've tried it before because I have definitely like I grew up having charcoal grill food because my dad would make it, but I have not done it. And I was like, it looked easy enough. Like you put it in a pile, you throw propane on and you light her up.
Yep.
Well, your food can also taste a lot like propane if you do like way too much of that on there and it may never light.
Exactly. That was the thing. Yeah. I had to find some paper.
Did you end up doing it?
Yeah,
did it actually cook your food?
Hopefully, we had hot dogs.
Oh, thank God. So they're like pre-cooked.
Just disgustingness anyway.
Yeah, but I like couldn't get it hot enough to like cook the meat through. So I was like, this is really horrendous. Like this, our dads had it down. Like the 80s were just the era for charcoal.
They knew what they were doing.
Now, maybe it's still happening in the Midwest, but out here we're pretty like, because most of us aren't allowed to have grills. Like you can't have a grill on your porch, especially that kind.
Oh, heck no. And then I got all worried. I'm like, is it forest fire time? I mean, but luckily.
You guys really were living on the edge yesterday.
We took a lot of risks.
You know what else? Like most people living in the Midwest will understand this is supposedly how, like a great way to start a charcoal grill. Mm-hmm. You get a coffee can.
Okay.
You like, I think you poke holes in the sides.
Yeah. But you cut off the top and you cut off the bottom so that it keeps the charcoal in a very uniform manner. And then you start it there. And I guess like towards the end, you pick that up and let the charcoals like...
We should have done that.
Yeah. Well, now you know.
Now, Adam.
Do we even buy coffee from coffee cans anymore?
No, but I really like those cans.
Yeah. You should... You know what? If you like big cans... Should get yourself a pair.
Yeah, you know?
Should go.
I'm going to get myself some cans.
You should go get some Folgers. Carry your two cans home. Two can Sam. Two can Crad.
Two can Sub Coffee.
Two can Crad.
Two can Crad.
Do you have a... Do you have a
Let's
review?
Let's get serious.
Wait, do we do quotes first?
Oh,
or do
yeah.
we do reviews?
Yeah. Quotes, I think.
Do your quote. I want to hear it.
Okay. It's from this guy, Richard Rohr. Richard Rohr?
I want to hear him roar.
He was on Oprah.
Was he really?
Yeah. And he talks a lot about spirituality and religion.
Talk about R&R.
Talks about R&R.
Rest and relaxation.
But I like this quote. He says, "We do not think ourselves into new ways of living. We live ourselves into new ways of thinking."
Dang.
That's good, right?
I oh my God.
That.
It's so good.
Is that but about taking action?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's like being.
Right.
So if you want to be something different, or you're like, I'm so stressed out, or I have anxiety, or why am I still doing it? It's like none of those thoughts are going to get you anywhere until you book an appointment.
Yeah.
Or you book your workout, or you mm-hmm. book that dinner with your friend that we got on the calendar.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Monday. By the time we talk again, we'll have gone to dinner.
We'll have a lot of things to talk about.
We'll have so much to talk about and new businesses to share.
We'll be at our new corporate office.
Or
just kidding.
Or nothing like that.
Yeah.
And we'll have gotten more ridiculous. Wait, what did you accidentally put in the calendar about our dinner?
Oh, I tried to type creation and it turned into irrational.
Irrational. And I was like, no, we have to talk about all things irrational to actually find our truth.
It's on the calendar as irrational.
That's the truth for me though. If I don't go, like we've had a couple things come up. Well, I mean, it's called life. So every day a problem comes up, especially when you have businesses.
And
I can only imagine what comes up at your workplace. You are there to solve problems. Mm-hmm. And I think when we think that we're here for anything else but that, yes, we're here for, okay, let me clarify.
Okay.
Yes, we're here for joy and to connect and to live life and for all of those things and to recreate and to find our purpose.
Yes.
But we're also here to solve problems every single day. Like it's how we grow and it's who we are. And I think that when we attach a pain to it, like it shouldn't be happening to us, is when we feel even more pain. And it's like, here it is, solve it, move on. Here it is, solve it, move on. Here it is, solve it, move on. And it's daily. So, okay. So that goes into my quote. Feelings, feelings are much like waves. We can't stop them from coming, but we can choose which one to surf. Now, is this a deep quote? Not really.
I love it.
It's about as deep as a puddle, but I don't know who says it.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that they are like waves. They're going to keep coming and they're going to keep coming and they're going to keep coming. And whether you associate this to feelings or problems, it's kind of like, whatever. What's great about life? Awesome. Who can I call?
Yeah.
And I find that the more connected we are to friends or community, our creator and our rituals, like that's going to keep us feeling really happy.
That's so true. Because when you get out of those things, it's just awful.
It really is awful. Dark.
It's a dark place.
Yeah, that goes into Evans and I were looking for quotes right before this, and I was searching quotes on feelings, and we went to a dark place reading some of these people's quotes about their feelings. Even we could totally understand.
Yes,
but we were like, dang, you can't leave me on a dark note like that. If you're gonna write a quote,
you better lift us up.
Better lift it up on the end.
Yeah, it was just like feelings are terrible.
Feelings. You know that place between sad and empty?
It's
where I am every day.
And we both were like, yes, we do know.
Yes, but bring me back up.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm not coming back up.
I got something that's going to bring you up right now.
To tell?
It's the review of the week.
Oh my God, I loved what you did with that.
Wasn't that cool?
I feel like it was so radio show.
It really was.
I loved it.
Well,
bring me back up, E.
Buckle up. This is from Amelia Davey, and she emailed this to customer service.
Wow. This is awesome.
She said, "Review of the week, Earn Your Happy has changed me," in all caps.
Whoa.
Aloha, Lori and Evans. I'm writing to send you a big thank you from sunny Scotland. Kidding, it's never sunny here. But even when the rain is pouring down, your podcast never fails to brighten my day. At 21, I have just started my journey of adulting, but listening to this podcast has been the most amazing and refreshing reminder that I don't have to give up on loving myself and having fun just because society sometimes tells me to. Mm. I listen to you guys on my bike, at the gym, when I'm cuddling my dog, you name it. And I'm always in stitches and I love hearing such great guidance that resonates with me each week. You guys are cool. Want to be my friends? Stay glorious, Amelia.
I love her.
Me too.
For starters, I'm now picturing her cuddling your dog with headphones on, yeah, just laughing and holding like a Pomeranian and throwing it up in the air super high. And the Pomeranian's hair is like, and they're both like, and we're talking in her ears.
Yeah.
I love this picture.
Me too.
So if you're ever feeling sad, you just picture AD on the floor, Amelia with her palm. She's like, I don't have a Pomeranian. I have a pit bull.
Yeah.
Either way, you could throw a pit bull.
Throw a pit bull. Yeah, like
it's gonna be awesome. Wow, mom. Okay, that made me so happy.
Really,
so,
nice.
Props to you. We're gonna send you something amazing.
Yeah,
to
Amelia.
Scotland.
To Scotland.
It's gonna be awesome.
A virtual
Wait, that's
hug.
Not a Scottish accent. I don't think
no.
I can't do a Scottish accent.
Me neither.
Because I think they talk like this with the kilt or something like
yeah,
this.
It is like that.
I don't know. Amelia probably doesn't.
Yeah.
But I saw a movie where she married a Scotsman and he sounded that way.
Oh, remember? Was that with Patrick Dempsey?
It sure was.
I love that movie.
Wow, I'm so cultured.
Yes.
I really am. And I'm pretty sure that guy isn't even Scottish. So.
No, isn't he on Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah. Well, yeah. But the redhead, the husband.
Yeah. Both were. Oh,
shut your face.
I know.
Wow. You know your history.
Yeah.
You know what? If I ever do pop culture trivia from the 90s and early 2000s, you're going to be my partner.
Really? I'll be on your team?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
And I'm going to let you answer everything.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll cheer you on. Okay. Do we have some cues?
Yeah, they're really good.
Oh, my goodness. They're always
good. Always so good. Okay. So this is from @IvyGotClout. I think
Ivy got back.
I've got clout.
I've got clout.
Ivy. Good Lord. They ask, how do you bridge from a current career identity brand to a completely new one? Example, I'm a dental hygienist, but want to grow my Reiki energy healing. Is it Reiki? Is that how you say it?
Reiki.
Reiki. Sorry.
She's going to love that.
Reiki? But no one knows that woo-woo side of me. How did you bridge fitness model to writer, speaker, podcaster?
Well, this is like a long question and a short question because, mm-hmm, or a short answer. You know what I mean? A long answer and a short answer.
Yeah.
So when I was going from fitness to what I'm doing now, you have to start the thing while you're still in the other thing, unless you have the luxury of like having an income that will keep you afloat. Mm-hmm. You know, then you can quit one thing and put all your focus on the other. And the only time that I think that that's a good idea is if you know that that is your personality, where you are super like, okay, I'm going to shut this down and I know I'm going to grind until, you know, I get a result, because you've had a past result like that. And if you've never had a past result like that, sometimes the only way to know if you're that type of person is to also have your back against the wall. But at the same time, you kind of know. I think we've talked about this before, where it's like, I can ask myself, okay, if I, you know, quit everything, will I actually know how to focus on this other thing full time? Mm-hmm. And do I have the money and do I have a plan in order to do that? Like, because it's very important to have a plan in place, because what happens is people don't realize that when they go and quit something, like let's say they have a boss right now, majority of people will have a boss who are saying, should I quit this and go into this business? Or should I quit this and go, you know, full out into my new idea? If you've never been your own boss before, you have no idea that that boss that you, or that in those hours that you actually don't like, are a really good thing.
Yeah.
They are keeping you focused and they're making you show up and they're keeping you motivated. And even though you feel like you don't like it, you're on a schedule. What happens when you work alone is, I had a crazy wake up call of, whoa, like I don't know how to keep my own schedule. I don't know how to keep myself motivated. Wait, there are no people around me. Wait, when I hit a wall, there's no one around me to go ask or to keep going. True. Like I hit so many walls and I would just stop and I'd go do something like clean my house.
Yeah.
My house was so clean because I felt like such a loser because I was not motivated. I wasn't doing anything. So that's one way. You need to know your personality. Like that was a hard road for me to learn, but also the other way is like if your back is up against a wall, that's such a blessing. It's a huge motivation. There's actually a circumstance I know about right now where somebody, it's like, I have this opportunity to know that the way that I have to answer a boundary of mine is also like answering a soul contract for this particular person, because I know that their back kind of needs to be up against the wall in order to take action, because I've seen through their life that they do not take action because things just keep getting kind of fixed or whatever. So sure. I believe that having your back up against the wall is one of the biggest things, the biggest gifts that you could possibly have in your life to pursue the next business. So you really have to, that was a long answer to, you know, something short, but at the same time, it's like, if you still have that job, if you have the luxury of still having the job, even though you don't like it,
right?
Or you're not enjoying it anymore, start reframing what that job is doing for you and start your side hustle. You're going to be tired. You're going to be hot. You're going to be sweaty. Like you're going to work every single night and you're going to work every single weekend. By the way, I kissed every single weekend of mine away, kissed it goodbye for about 4 to 5 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. So if people want to be really real, like, and you want this thriving business and you want to, you know, love your life or whatever that looks like, you're going to have to get over thinking that the weekends are for you. They're for your business now.
That's true.
Yeah. They're for growing yourself and your business.
But I think there's, I always talk about Elizabeth Gilbert, but she had, I think it was on Oprah where, or it's on the Oprah Masterclass podcast.
Yeah. Love it.
I love that one.
Yep.
She has one and she talks about how when she was first starting to be a writer, she was a bartender and server and doing all these things at once. And someone was like, oh, why haven't you started writing yet? She was like, I am. I'm doing the best you can. And she's like, okay, well, what's your favorite TV show right now? And she said a show. And she was like, okay, so you can fit time to write a show, but you don't use that time to write.
Yeah.
So it's just an example of little sacrifices you have to make. Man, I need to listen to that advice.
Oh, man.
Got a lot of minutes I fill up.
So true right now. Like I'm sitting, Chris and I were, we kind of got out of reading at night, which was such a huge soul filling thing for me and such a learning thing. And I can absolutely tell you, we watch shows at night right now.
Me too.
I, you know, we read in the morning, but I'm like, oh, I need to at least start with a day or two where we're reading again at night.
Yeah.
Because I felt really good. So here's the thing. If I was feeling great for a while because I needed a break. So shows were absolutely my go-to.
Yeah.
And it was so important for me to be like, I'm recharging. I'm in a season of X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, starting to notice that these feelings are giving me little indicators of, hey, this isn't feeling as good as it was.
Yeah.
So what's going to make you feel good? And I'm not feeling great because I want to be learning more. Mm-hmm. So I can tell that my, you know, like that particular area in my life is just a little bit low. So that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
But I
feel very similar.
Yeah. I just read Marie Forleo's book, which I think I was telling you about.
Yes.
Not out until September, but you guys, it was awesome. So that was a great motivator. Mm-hmm. And then I got Oprah's book because you suggested it.
And do you love it?
I'm loving it. Loving it in the morning. So great. It's talking so much about purpose. It's awesome. And that's The Path Made Clear for anybody who has not read it yet. Mm-hmm. I'm like a quarter of the way through, but it's awesome. So yeah. What were we talking about? Let's do another question.
Yeah, let's do another question.
God, okay. Say by the question.
Seriously. This is a good question. This is from @HannahTOliver. She asked, I know you've spoken about this. How do you feel comfortable with yourself without alcohol? I thought that was an interesting question.
That's so good. Well, before I decide to not drink that night, I usually have a drink. Mm-hmm.
Just one to cut the edge off.
Just while I'm thinking about if I want to drink at the party, like I'm like,
let me pour this.
Let me have a couple.
Quick.
And then I'm like, oh, I won't drink there because I'm 2 sheets to the wind. just kidding. I love to make jokes. I have decided that if life is not light, it's not for me.
I love that.
That's literally my decision. Like if something feels heavy to me outside of what I need to make sure that I'm like, yes, things are taken care. Like yeah. if there's a group of people who make me feel heavy, I'm like, peace out. I just yeah. cannot. So anyway, take nothing I say serious ever.
That's good None advice
of it.
Though.
None of it. Because don't put us on a pedestal. We will fall off of them.
Yeah.
Hard on top of you.
On the concrete. Oh, that's yeah. awful.
Yeah. That was a good picture. I was going to say, and we'll gyrate on you. And you said concrete and then you saved me. So thank you. I just am thinking about flying Pomeranians right now.
I know. Amelia's flying Pomeranian.
I love it. Okay. So how do I get comfortable with myself without alcohol? Mm-hmm. Well, all feelings are there to be felt. So if you want to feel the joy, you mm-hmm. also can't block the discomfort and the irritation. Mm-hmm. This totally reminds me again of what Jay Shetty was talking about. He's like, if you want to be present now, or if you want to be present later in the things that you love, like on that Hawaiian vacation or wherever,
yep.
Well, you're not going to Hawaii, but I just made that up.
That'd be great.
If you want to be present on that thing that you're thinking about, or if you want to be present and really enjoy that big business that you want to start, or if you want to be present in that family that you have to be present in all feelings now. So you have to be present in the discomfort. So even in that job you're in right now, you have to be present. You have to be grateful for it.
Yep.
So if you want to be comfortable, you have to be comfortable with the uncomfortable. And it doesn't mean you're going to be like, yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah.
You just have to say, oh, here it is. Like, here's that very familiar discomfort. This is a part of my journey. Mm-hmm. This may not be a part of her path or his path, but this is absolutely a part of my journey right now. So it's here for me. It's like, just observe. Just yeah. notice how weird you are with your hands. Oh, notice yes. how you want to cross your arms and close off that energy. So something I literally do is I'll kind of like stomp my feet on the ground and be like, just be here. Like mm-hmm. I'll stomp my feet and then I'll open up my arms and be like, oh, this feels so unsafe. Like, and I feel yeah. that. I'm like, oh my God, this feels so unsafe. My solar plexus is freaking out right now. Like I have like diarrhea peeking out and I'm just like, I'm ready to just, I don't know. I'm ready to seek safety. Like all I yeah. can think of is how I don't want to be somewhere. And I'm like, no, just be here and feel it. Like, this is helping you. And the more that you do that, the more you're going to notice it actually doesn't, it's not that bad. Like now I'll go to a party and be like, you know what? I'm going to go over there and I'm going to talk to that person. I'm going to go insert myself into the circle and make a joke about it. Like, so I'll walk up to circles and be like, hey guys, I'm just throwing myself into this conversation because yeah. I was alone in the corner. Like, right. And they'll be like, awesome, come in. And if they just look at you weird, just be like,
and poop your pants.
Yeah, fart and walk away. That'd be so amazing. Just be yeah. like, pull my finger and then walk away and be like, didn't want to be in the circle anyway. You. You're not light. Bye. Yeah.
You should be nicer.
You know what's going to be tough though is having that one in the chamber ready to go when you need it.
Yeah. You should load up on like some dairy before. If you're not going to drink, load up on that dairy. If you're not going
to drink. Here's what you do. If you're lactose intolerant, have a glass of milk.
And then go to that party. And crop dust, everyone.
Be ready to show them. Oh, you don't want me in the circle?
This is mature. Listen.
This has just made me so happy. This for sure is getting rid of people that we don't want on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes we do this once in a while. It's called taking, earthquake. Whoa.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. The whole house is shaking.
We are having an earthquake right now.
Oh my God. We are in the middle of an earthquake. Wow.
That was really weird.
We're still shaking.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The chandeliers are shaking.
Yeah. Thanks, God.
Wow.
Okay.
Wait, you know?
Way to shake things up.
Wow. We got it on. We're on record as being in. I was like, Evans, why is the house shaking so bad?
I'm laughing so hard right now. That was the weirdest thing ever.
I'm sweating. The chandeliers are still shaking. Wow.
We can pause this.
Have you ever been in an earthquake?
Once when I was sleeping over here.
Oh my God.
In the middle of the night, there was a little teeny tremor. Remember?
Oh my God. You know how we talk about shaking up the energy? That was our sign.
I'm sweating a lot.
I'm sweating so hard. All right. So we're going to finish this because that was pretty intense. That was pretty intense. Hey, Evans, do you have anything to say to the people about your second earthquake?
It makes you sweat. It makes you sweat. Just wiped my sweat off my lip.
We're super safe. Everybody's safe, by the way.
Yeah.
It was just a small tremor. Yep. Actually, I think it might have been kind of a big one.
Yeah, it was shaking in here.
Yeah, this was really shaking. So, by the way, if this was in one of those tall buildings, we would have been swaying. So, everyone is safe. I was watching the trees shake. I was watching Evan shake.
You know what? That was a little life lesson that sometimes you just need to shake it off.
You got to shake it off. You know what, Taylor Swift? I feel pretty empowered right now. I'm serious. I really do. Like,
I do too.
I feel very empowered and I feel like I'm really glad everyone's safe. And this just got real weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, is there one more? Do you want another question?
Yeah, let's ask another
question. Okay, I feel like I got over it.
Okay. Hey, here's a timely question. In a highly stressful situation, what's your tool back to inner peace in the moment? Have we answered that one before?
No.
It's from @_Kylie_Smith.
Okay, Kylie, I feel like the world is still shaking right now, to be honest with you.
Me too. I'm feeling weird.
I have aftershock syndrome. I don't know if that is one. It sounds more like something with your tampon, but...
That's TSS, I think.
Yeah. Toxic shock. Oh, toxic shock, not aftershock. Okay. All right. How do you get back to peace? Oh.
After an earthquake.
Oh my God. I mean, for real? Well, that just sums up that just like really puts it in perspective. Here's the thing, you guys, your life is only as stressful as your most stressful situation in your life. So right now, if you're experiencing stress at work, but you don't have it much in your life and you're like, yeah, but work is so stressful. It's awful. Thank your lucky stars. It's at work and it's not in your family or with your health. Like really reframing is how I get back. Because when I'm in a moment of like, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe this person is breaking their contract or they want a refund or this is how rude. Oh my God, I'm taking this personally. This is horrible. Why does this keep happening in this business? Like all of these things are going down. Like, is this going to forever happen? Like, what is this? It's so hard to like stick to your boundaries and being an entrepreneur is hard or being at this job is hard or my boss sucks or this happened. You guys, reframing, because whatever you're giving your energy to is what is in your world. And it's like reframing and saying, you know what's good? My family's good or my friends are good or I have this house or I have the ability to set a boundary. I have the ability to say no. I have the ability to become a different person. I have the ability to say a prayer. Oh, yes. That's a huge one for me. I literally will drop to my knees and like say a prayer and be like, I need help right now. Mm-hmm. And I also know I need connection. If you want to get out of a stressful situation and find inner peace, you're probably not going to find it alone necessarily. Like I find that especially for women, we have to talk to people, the majority of us. So that's why my Thursdays with you, like delight me.
Oh, me too. Just
delighted.
Fills me up.
Fills me right up.
It really does.
It changes everything for me because the power of another soul will bring you right back to what really matters. So go have discussions with your friends, like really honest, beautiful discussions of exactly how you feel and then say how you want to feel and like solution-based discussions. Mm-hmm. So you're not just leaving like that feeling in between sad and empty.
Yeah.
That's me. Like, no, that's not how you solve something.
Yeah, let's dig into
it. Yeah, let's dig in and say, what would get you back to feeling good?
Yeah.
And maybe it's just more time with friends, or maybe it's time in church, or maybe it's a meditation, or maybe it's realizing that you weren't in an earthquake and you didn't die from it.
Yeah.
For real. Like that just reframed everything about how I felt earlier today.
Yes.
I was like, didn't die in that earthquake.
Nope.
So wasn't in a parking ramp. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Exactly. I can't believe we had an earthquake on the 4th of July.
I know.
Wow.
That was really wild.
That was wild. So
I really like what you said about reframing with a little prayer too.
Yeah.
Because I think it's important to remember that you're taken care of. Just maybe say to yourself, I like to say to myself, like, okay, someone's got me here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whatever you believe in, just like someone's looking out for me.
That's the most peaceful thing for me. It's true.
I think it's
true. We know it's true.
Yeah.
You know it's true.
It's got to be true.
It's 100,000,000%, 1,000 times infinity, the truest thing in life.
Like,
there.
You're good. We're set.
We're good. So, you guys, this was a wild ride.
This was really wild.
Literally and figuratively. Yeah, we are still sweating. And things are still a bit spinny. Like it does throw off your equilibrium a bit.
Yeah, that's so, why we actually have earthquakes every time we do this. That's why they sound the way they do.
What? Wait.
Because we get all weird.
Oh. was like, well, there, do you know there are like 1,000 earthquakes a day in California? No, weird. Over that. They're little, but yeah. And actually weird. Earthquakes are, they say that they're good. Like a bunch of little ones are good because okay. it lets off the steam basically in the earth.
It's kind of like humans.
Oh yeah. A bunch. Wow. That's really weird. Profound. Yeah. We're going to leave you at that, guys. All right. Sending you lots of, just move that energy. Sending you lots of love.
Move it out.
Move it on out. Move it on out.
Move it on out.
Grateful for you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.